with you. It's a great privilege and an honor to be with you. Thank you so much, Pastor Josh and Elaine, for just having me here. My wife, unfortunately, is with our children right now, and we're heading straight to Boston as soon as we say amen over here, and we've got to be down there by tonight. We're going to have a great time, and I want to this morning share with you just a few things that God has laid on my heart for us as we get into the Word of the Lord. This morning I shared from my heart and just spoke a little bit to the adult Bible school or Sunday school, whatever it's called here. But, you know, we've come a long way. We've journeyed a long way with friends like Dr. Leon Van Rooyen, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. We've been associated with him for multiple years. And God has blessed us. My wife and I are blessed. We're walking in the fruit of the blessing of the goodness of God. And we're traveling the world right now doing what God has called us to. We've got a great home church, a great church building, a facility, TV networks, just some great things that God has done in our lives. And we just love being, doing, and in obedience to what God has called us to. And that's why when I said to Dr. Leon, I'm going to be in the area, and we were visiting New York City, he said, there's a little place just outside of New York that I need to go to called Kingston. All right. And so I arrived at Kingston not knowing where Kingston is. All right. But we what we did last year was we purchased one of these big RVs, you know, one of these. I mean, you guys have them all over here, but we purchased one of these large, beautiful motorhomes. And we upgraded it last year. This year we got another brand new one, and we just love RVing the country. And our vision is to see all 50 states, all right, and to go to all 50 states. We'll fly to Hawaii, though. We won't try to take the RV there. But we want to get to every state, and we want to go and see it. So I think we're about 29 states down at the moment. So we've seen more states of the USA than I think most people who live in the USA have seen. And it's great just to be here. So this is one of the things we're doing with our family and our kids, and we're showing them the world and the country. And we travel and preach all over wherever God takes us. Amen. So it's great to be with you here this morning. Amen. I want to share this morning about a subject that I've entitled Absolute Faith. Absolute faith. I believe there's a level that our faith needs to get to. I believe there's a place that we need to walk towards and to get to a place where we have an encounter with God. If you've got your Bibles, I want you to open them and turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. I want to share one or two things with you about absolute faith this morning. I'm going to preach a little bit, teach a little bit, and if I get rowdy, it's the African coming out in me. All right, please understand, I'm an African preacher. All right, I preach predominantly to Africans. So wherever I go, I look across and I see Africans, okay? And I'm not sure how rowdy you are in America, but I've been pretty impressed so far. But I'm 100% African. People look at me and say, African? How can you be African? You don't look African. I say, well, you know, I talk normal, you talk funny. All right, we are African, 100%. They say, yeah, but you don't look it. I say, well, what does an African look like? They say, not like you. So I say, what do you mean? What does an African look like? Well, look a little different to you, a little darker than you. I say, well, what, you don't understand. You see, you don't come from Africa, so you don't understand. I'm also 100% African. Some of us are born at daytime, others are born at nighttime. All right? So it makes no difference. I'm African. Amen? And born and bred and raised, our whole family, and God is shaking Africa. All right, so Africans are rowdy people, okay? So if I get a little bit rowdy, that's because I'm preaching the word of the Lord this morning. I believe God says in his word, if my people will pursue me as never before, I will take them to levels they've never been before. You wanting to go to another level, you wanting to move to a place of where God has for you, what you need to do is you need to pursue God as you've never pursued him before. I believe that this new level that we're going to go to is not a level of religiosity. It's not a place of where we're going to get a list of do's and don'ts. It's not going to be a place where we need 7 steps to this or 12 principles to this or 12 keys, even though I've got a book out called The 5 Keys to Prosperity. I don't believe that that's how we're going to get there. We're not going to get there by following a list. We're going to get there by having a fresh encounter with God. To get to where God wants us in absolute faith, we've got to come to this point where God reveals himself to us in a meaningful way, in a way that raises our faith, in a way that takes us into this new level of what God has for us. Even although God has great plans for your life, for my life, in this coming year of what's left of it, and as we face in 2013, I know this one thing, that unless we encounter him, we're not going to get what he has for us. You need to understand, as far as God is concerned, he's wanting us and desiring for us to pursue him every day of our life, every moment of every day. This is what he's asking for us. His word says these words to us: those who seek me will find me. The book of Jeremiah 29, and now I've just gone again on the microphone, so just pick me up. I'll bring myself down when I need to. Jeremiah 29, 13 says, "And you will seek me and find me, and you will search with me, you will search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29, 13. "And you will seek me and you will find me. You will search for me with all your heart." Friends, I believe God is calling us today to come to a level. Today is about seeking him. Today is about coming into a place of where we put everything aside and we say, "God, I want to touch you. God, I want to seek you. God, I want to be like that woman with the issue of blood where I touch the hem of your garment. God, I need to come to that place and that reality of seeking you. Nothing else needs to matter in my life but one thing only. Lord, I have to go to another level." You see, this level of absolute faith that I'm talking about is a level that every believer, every child of God has to get to. Friends, if we don't get to that level in these last days, in what is happening in this world, in this economic realm, in the world around us, friends, we're not going to be able to walk in the last days as men and women of faith like we should. Because this level of absolute faith is the only level that's going to be able to carry us through in all that God has for us. As we look at the world around us, we see things crumbling. As we look at the economic situation of the world, as we look at the downfall of structures of what man has made, you and I have to come to an understanding, and we have to come to the realization that what man has developed is a man's system. That is a system that is perishing and failing. And what the world has laid out for us as success and as a model of creation, of the possibility of trying to get whatever wealth from the world we can, we have to look at it and we have to say, "Hold on, something's wrong with this model." We can't pursue a model that is in a man format. Yet man tends to want to strive, and man tends to want to achieve. And these are good things to try and achieve, but yet we pursue pieces of paper and we pursue degrees and we pursue qualifications, and man is driven to try and achieve things in the natural. But how much of natural man is pursuing God in the supernatural? How much of natural man is pursuing God and understanding God? You are the answer. You are the only way. You are the beginning and the end. And I'm saying this for this reason. Because we've come to a place in our lives where we look and all we're doing is satisfying the natural body. And yes, we are body, soul, and spirit, but we put all our emphasis on developing the natural body. We put all our development on trying to develop the realm of the mind. We try and develop the realm of the physical body, but we forget the one element of what we are made up is: we are spirit. We are not man that has a spirit. We are spirit that has a body. There is a very big difference. Yet we come to church on a Sunday and the pastor has to get up and try and in 1 hour preach and deliver a message to get rid of all the rubbish of the world that we've filled within our minds and filled within our bodies and all that we've watched, the negativity on television and the competing opposition parties, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or whatever parties, and I'm not from you, so I can say some stuff. And we spend all of our lives looking at all of this rubbish on television and we fill all that stuff in our minds and we fill our bodies and our minds with all of this stuff. But friends, there has to come a renewing of our minds to understand, hold on, we are first and foremost a spirit. And yes, we've been given something called an earth suit. Yes, we've been given something to manifest and to walk around in this natural environment with. But friends, we are not a body. This body is going to die one day. This body is of a natural thing that will become dust to dust. I got news for you ladies. You will not stay young forever. Wrinkles cometh. Saggy dog look and double chins cometh. I'm sorry, but it's happening. Gray hair is part of life. No hair, sir, is a sign of much wisdom. For the natural body is a mortal body. The natural body will sag where you don't want it to sag. Will drop where you don't want it to drop. But there is something called the spirit of life. There is something called who you really are. If I look at you at the depth of your heart and I call you by name, I should be speaking into your spirit this morning. Because it's the spirit of man that gives you life and life abundant. It's the spirit of man that will transition your life. It's the spirit of man that you need to understand. You need to come with your spirit and have a fresh encounter with God in your spirit. Because it's the spirit of man that produces life and life abundant. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little rowdy, but I'm an African. I'm an African preacher. And the spirit of man is what man needs to have an awakening to. You see, it was the spirit of man that came into a revelation in someone by the name of Abram at the age of 99 years old. You see, when the body is withered and the body is frail and the body can't do what the body should do, it's not the body that needs an encounter with God. It's the spirit of man that needs an encounter. Spirit to spirit, deep to deep. And what you need is you need to have your spirit man ignited with the message of faith today. For I'm speaking into the spirit of man today. I'm releasing a message of faith today. Absolute faith and trust in God as my source. You see, when the word of God came to Abraham in Genesis, turn there, 17, verse 1, a very unique scripture. We've read it many, many times, but it says these words. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Friends, I want you to understand this was not just God telling Abraham something's going to happen with him. This was the beginning of the change of his name. This was the beginning of God taking him from a place known as Abram to a place known as Abraham. This was God about to do something unique and something supernatural with his life. This was about dead bones once again being raised. This was about the spirit of man being stirred with a heart of faith. This was about God taking a man to a level of absolute faith that I want to call it. See, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter who you are, and where you are right now in your life, God has another level for you. When you get the revelation of what God has for you and you begin to move to that next level and you have that fresh encounter with Him, change will come about in your life. When God spoke to Abram, he said these words. He said, I am Almighty God. Everyone thought, well, God's just telling him who he is. No, no. You need to understand the literal Hebrew of what God just said to him to understand the level. You see, Abram needed another level to go to in order to receive the promise that God had for him. The reason you and I don't necessarily receive what God has for us is because we're not prepared to go to the level God wants us to go to. When you lay your life on the altar and you say, God, all of this flesh, all of the weakness, all of who I am, I lay it down at your feet. God, do what you want to do in my life. When you open your life up totally to say, God, I'm going to trust you and you only, that is when God, friend, takes you to another level of where he wants you to be. And this is what happened with Abraham. When God came to him and God said these words, I am Almighty God. God was actually the literal Hebrew of the word Almighty God. Go and stand. It says, God says, I am El Shaddai. That word, Almighty God, means El Shaddai. Now, what does the word El Shaddai mean? The word El Shaddai in the literal Hebrew means I am the God in whom nothing is impossible. Can I say that again? I am. Now, don't turn me down, brother. Turn me louder, if anything. Because I'm telling you, rather put your fingers in your ears because I'm going to get a little rowdier even. And don't worry, you don't have to have me back ever again. But I want you to understand something. When God speaks to Abraham, God says to Abraham, I am El Shaddai, the God in whom nothing is impossible. The God in whom nothing is impossible. Friends, in order for God to take Abraham to the level, or for Abraham to move to the level of where God would manifest through his body, a body that could not produce, God had to get Abraham's mind to a level where he knew God as the God of the impossible. Unless you get to the place where you need to be, God can't do in you what God wants to do in you. He had to get Abraham to first believe that he is and know him as the God of the impossible. You see, when you know him as the God of the impossible, then everything's possible. Come on. In order for your sickness, sir, your sickness, ma'am, to be erased, in order for your sickness to be submersed under the healing power of the hand of God, in order for the miracle working power of God to manifest in your business, in order for the divine favor of God and the blessing of God of prosperity to come into your home, you have to come to the saving knowledge of knowing Jehovah Jireh, my God is my provider, El Shaddai, the God in whom nothing is impossible. Because when you have a revelation of who God is in your life, this is where your life moves to another level of absolute faith, that no matter what the world might throw against it, I shall not stumble, I shall not fall, though the winds might blow, my feet shall be firmly planted on the rock. Come on, somebody, and I shall not fail, for I know who my God is. This is the level of absolute faith. This is the place where God wants us to get to. This is the place that God has for us where he says, I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I am El Shaddai, the God in whom nothing is impossible. Because as long as you're looking at that sickness as impossible, as long as you're looking at that area in your life and that lack of what you don't have and that financial dilemma, as long as you're looking at it and saying, how's this ever going to work? As long as you're looking at your place and your children and the problems within your family, as long as you're looking at the house you don't have and the car that you're not driving, as long as you're looking at the circumstances of life around you, doubt and fear are going to come into your life throughout the whole week and erode your mind to get you into a place of negative faith. You say negative faith? Faith that believes more in not fulfilling than a faith that believes in a God who can fulfill. It's called doubt. It's called fear. You see, Abraham knew that he had to change his mind, change his attitude. Because if he was going to get what God had promised him as the nations, from the fruit of his body would come nations as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the shore. In other words, if he was going to see the promises of God being fulfilled in his life, he has to first get to that place of an absolute faith and trust in God. Friends, if you want God's best for your life, if you want God to do what God has promised in your life, then I'm urging you this morning to come to another level where you make a decision, God, I will pursue you as never before. Where, God, I will come and touch the hem of your garment like never before. God, where I will need a fresh encounter of faith. All you got to do is read the media. All you got to do is listen to what's in the world and on television today. All you've got to do is get around people that are talking negatively about the country. As an outsider, I see it. You have no idea how well off you are as a nation. You have no idea. Come live where I live. Come work where I work. Come see what I see. But here's the problem, Pastor. Is as a nation that was birthed on trusting God, it's a nation that has moved into trusting man more than God. And I'm saying that from an outside perspective. You see, you have it all so well off with education, with medical, with all the things that you've got as a nation. Come stay where we stay. Where you have to trust God for everything. Where you don't have a big daddy to take care of you. You see, this is what I'm talking about. And if God's people could come back to that place of trusting Him. You see, when you get to that place of saying, God, I'm going to rely and trust 100% on you, not on mere man as my source. That's where God wants you to be, that He can then entrust to you true riches. You see, this is the place that God has for us. Every Sunday I preach to a people that live in an area of 65% unemployment. Every Sunday I preach to a people where our rand to your dollar right now, I think, is about 8.3, 8.4 to one US dollar. You complain when the fuel or the gas price gets to $4 a liter. Ours is 16. You complain about medical. You complain about things. Listen, I'm not talking about you as a church. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm talking about you as a nation. You as a people. And the only reason a people would complain about a nation so badly is because they trust the nation. And they don't trust God. You see, when you start trusting God, you'd stop complaining about the nation. But everybody looks at the president for the answer. And when the president lets you down, no matter which president it is, everyone starts talking badly about the president. He was good to vote into power, but now he's bad, so let's vote him out. And let's put someone else in for the next 4 years, and he'll be good going in because we vote him in, and in 4 years' time, he'll fail too. And then we'll vote him out. Am I touching on something that's getting a bit quiet here now, Pastor, or can I carry on here? Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, we're putting our faith and our trust and our hope and our expectation in a man. Now, it's good to vote and do, because that's something that you should do. And I'm not saying who to vote for. That's not my part. And that's an important thing. But if your trust and your faith is in a man or a political party, friend, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Your faith and your hope and your trust should be in God. You should come to the point where you have an encounter with God as Abraham had with God, where you get to know God as Jehovah Jireh, my provider, El Shaddai, the God in whom nothing is impossible. That no matter whether I live in New York State or whether I live in California or whether I live in Florida or whatever state I live in is irrelevant, because I know who my God is, and my faith and my trust is in my God. This is what the renewing of the mind is all about. And when you come to that point of your life, friends, when you come to that encounter with God, a daily encounter, change comes. A daily encounter with God will position you to experience more and more of His goodness in your life. That's why the psalmist said, those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Can you play for me? Or who's going to play? You see, seeking the Lord is not a one-time event. Seeking the Lord is not just something that I do when I need to. Seeking the Lord and His provision and His miracles of blessing and what He has promised you is for you every day of your life. Pastor, I want to make a statement that I'll leave you to fix next week. You see, I'm going to explain this statement because I want you to get the revelation of it. I don't believe that miracles are there and created for the body of Christ to live from miracle to miracle. A miracle is the hand of God and His grace to help pull you out of a difficult situation, and to get you into a belief and an understanding and a place of authority where you know who He is, and a miracle should be your testimony. It was never God's intention for us to live from miracle to miracle. But it is His intention for us to live from word to word. Every day of our lives. You see, I'm saying this for this reason. Let's say you've got a sickness. And let's say that an ailment in the form of a cancer has grabbed a hold of your body. That sickness should not be plaguing you, should not be dominating your body. And so as a body, we'll get around and we'll stand with you and believe God to set you free. And we've heard testimony this morning of great miracles that have taken place in this body. But that miracle should be enough inside of you to move you to a level of absolute faith. Where God, if you can do this for me, you can do everything else for me. Are you understanding what I'm saying? In other words, I walk on a new level of the blessing of God and the goodness of God over my life. That moves me into a place of a new understanding of an authority that I have in Him. And when you do things in accordance with the Word of God, and when you allow God to renew your mind, and I haven't got time to get into this whole teaching, that's why I get the series, Renewing Your Mind. But when you allow God to renew your mind and to work in your mind in who you are, and change the inside of you, the thought processes of your life, He moves you into a position of authority that you can tread upon snakes and scorpions, that you can go about your way and that no means and nothing can harm you, that you can speak to that mountain and it can be cast and removed into the sea, that you can have an authority in your life, in every area of your life. Why? Because you've come to a place of authority and a power, and you've got to know Him as I am El Shaddai, the God in whom nothing is impossible. And when you get to that place in your life, you move to a level, what I call absolute faith. That's why God can take us, Pastor, and put us in the poorest part of our nation. And the prosperity and the blessing of God can come on our lives in the poorest place. Because I'm not governed by a world's mindset of where I am positioned. Yes, I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. Yes, I'm subject to certain things pertaining to this world's economy, but I am not in the place in my life where they are going to control me. Sure, I got to pay taxes, but taxes, me paying taxes, does not control me. I am governed and I am controlled by a financial system that is far superior to this world's financial system. And when I do it in obedience with what I spoke about in the first session, and I put into practice principles within my life of absolute obedience, the blessing of God overshadows me. And I walk in a realm of a new authority that I never knew existed, because I am positioned in an absolute faith, knowing who I am in Christ. And friends, when you and I get into that position in our lives, I'm telling you, it'll change your family. It'll change your life. It'll change your vision, young people. It'll change your vision, old people. You think you're too old. You think you're at the end of your life. I'm telling you, your latter years will be greater than your former. When God gave me the vision at the age of 20 years old, I set a goal at 20 that I would retire at 40. 20 years. And when I threw my 40th birthday party and I had everybody of who's who was there, and I got up at the age of 40 and I announced my retirement. Retirement, everyone looked at me and said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Now I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do." because I'm in the place financially where I can do whatever I want to do. I'm in the place where I can take my children and give them the life that I've always dreamed of. We educate our children on the road. We homeschool. They've traveled. My kids are on their third passport already. Most Americans don't even have one. They've seen more countries. They've been in more places than most people. We travel the world doing what God's called us to. I preach the gospel. I teach and preach like I'm doing now all over because I want to. Not because I have to. Not because there's a financial reward. Not because of anything. Because I do it, I come to a place like this because God told me to be here. To release a message of hope, to release a message of faith, to be able to ignite within your heart something, to call that dream alive again, to call that fire alive. Don't think you're too young. Don't think you're too old. Stop doing what you've always been doing. Do something different. Begin to believe there's a God that's saying, I am Almighty God. What you want to achieve, you can achieve. What you want to become, you can become. My whole life in my upbringing, all I wanted to do was be a pilot. But I battled at school and I couldn't get the maths results that I needed with maths. So when I made application and I got accepted into the South African Air Force, I thought, here it goes, my dream's been fulfilled. And on the first preliminary round, I was kicked out because my marks were not good enough. So I served 2 years of my life in our National Defense Force with my dream of becoming a pilot one day, of piloting my own aircraft, shattered. But when you get to know who you are in Christ, you need to understand that man and maths marks can't stand in the way of a vision of what God has for you. And so when I got myself into a position just over 10 years ago financially, I said to my staff and my team, I said, hey, I'm out of here. I'm taking a few months off. They said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to become a pilot. I paid my own way. I went to class. I put on a uniform again with all these young boys, and there I sat as an older man with all these young kids around. I said, I'm going to fly because it's a dream. And I went through the course and over 3 months, and I put myself through flight school. And on the day I phoned my wife, I said, today I'm going solo. I'm fulfilling my dream. I said, come and have a look. Bring the kids. Daddy's going to fly. And that day as I piloted my own aircraft, the tears just ran down my cheeks. And I knew that nothing that anyone had ever said of me being a failure, of me not being able to achieve, of me being held back, of me not being able to accomplish, I knew everything was shattered on that day, because I knew that I am. Almighty God was looking after me. El Shaddai, the one in whom nothing is impossible, will make a dream become a reality. Why? Because he is God and he knows the desires of your heart and he knows the dreams of your heart, of what you want to become, of who you want to be. And it was on that day that everything changed once again in my life. The people who have said, you won't become anything. The people that have lied to you and said you're useless, nothing in your life will ever amount to anything. I turn that around now in the spiritual realm. I say every lie that's been spoken over you, of where you live, of who you are, of the color of your skin, of the language you speak, I turn it around right now. I'm not looking at what house you're living in now. I'm not looking whether it's a mobile home or not. I'm not looking at whether it's a caravan or not. It's irrelevant of where you live right now. Because you've got a daddy who's El Shaddai. You've got a daddy who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And your daddy's calling you. He's saying, come to a level of knowing who you are. Step into the place that I have for you, says the Lord. And I urge you, rise up. Rise up. You've got to get up on the inside first. Because when you get up on the inside, the outside follows. You've got to stand up on the inside of who you are and know this. The God in whom nothing is impossible. Father, you've challenged us today. You've spoken into our hearts today. And Lord, I pray that every word would produce fruit in Jesus' name. And Lord, that every life would stand up, Father, in that place of authority, and that they would come to know you as El Shaddai, the God in whom nothing is impossible, that we can step into all that you have purposed and planned for our life this day. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Just lift your hands gently before him right now. Just lift your hands. I'm going to hand back to the pastor. Just lift your hands. There's such a spirit of faith that's been released here right now. Spirit of faith right now being released into your hearts. I've not come just with words. I've come with the power of the anointing of God in my life. To demonstrate, to show you, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. I rebuke every negative word spoken over your life, everything that has ever hindered your mind, everything that has ever held you back, everything that people have said in your life that will never come to much. Every lie that has been said over your life right now, I turn it around in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I rebuke it now in Jesus' name. I command those lies to be gone in Jesus' name. And I release, Father, right now, a new level of faith. A new level of faith like never before, my God. Absolute faith and trust in you. And Lord, I ask that even in the next 7 days, even in the next 14 days, even in the next 30 days, Father, even in the next 60, 90 days, Father, the next seasons over their life, Father, that things that they've been believing you for shall come to pass in Jesus' name. I speak to the house market and the property market over every life now in Jesus' name. I say homes you've been dreaming of, homes you've been desiring, homes come to God's people now in Jesus' name. Motor cars, debt-free cars in Jesus' name. The blessing of God. The prosperity of God. The goodness of God. Over every life right now. Just receive it now by faith. Receive it now. Just take it with your hands open. Just receive it. I speak blessing and prosperity to this church. Pastor Josh and Elaine, right now, I speak prosperity over your business, over this ministry in Jesus' name. I speak every need met by the authority of the name of Jesus. Renovations totally complete in Jesus' name. Enough money and more in this ministry in Jesus' name. I speak increase into this work right now. Every empty chair, I speak it filled to capacity now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call those things that are not as though they are in the name of Jesus. I speak people queuing outside the door to get into this ministry in Jesus' name. This is the day of release. This is the day of increase in this house, says the Lord. This is the day of a fresh encounter. Fresh encounter. Absolute faith. No doubt. No fear. I speak to every sickness right now in this house in the name of Jesus. Just draw right now. Draw from the Spirit of God. If there's sickness in your body right now, just draw from the Spirit of God. I speak to every ailment in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I say, sickness, be bound, be cast out of this body now in Jesus' name. And I release the Spirit of wholeness over every life now in the name of Jesus. Body, be whole in Jesus' name. Every lack, every job that is not, pull it now, pull it in the Spirit. If you have need of increase in your life, if you have need of a job, pull it right now. If you have need of an increase financially in your job, pull it right now in the Spirit. Pray right now. Pull it. When I do this prophetically, I want you to understand things happen supernaturally. Pull it right now. Father, I speak right now to everyone that needs a job. Everyone that needs a job, Father, everyone that needs increase. I speak prosperity over your servants right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. 7 days, my God. Now in Jesus' name. 14 days, 30 days, increase, increase, increase. Now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Orashanama. There we are. That's the power of God. It's the power of God. Increase over everybody. In Jesus' name.